Eiwil bin noch schnell kalke. Sie gibt die Buchhabe, die ich bekomme Alvin. Du auch kurz hatte ich so Jackson, da komme ich auch Teil mit der Rabolle, mich hier auf Film ist am Monat, ich habe mich, die nicht immer geht kalke. Wie gab ich Dober, ha Gott und Mama, ich bin der Kalke, so mir ich schiebe bei ihm, ich bin der Kalke. So das ist Rejected, aber das ist Menschen, das Cheater. So das Cheater, ja, sie Cheater, das Cheater ist new, I mean, before der Ramba. Anyway, so da geschehen, ich muss sagen, das Chile, wie es schreibt mit Reise, even, according to Rabbonim of Rabbi Yude, that in this world we can't get, because Behemo is considered, Behemo is considered good at Kark. Then there is the Shittes of Sheinim, Rabbi Natam, who says that Chile in Vizchayev, even according to Rabbonim of Rabbi Yude, that in this world we can't get, but Chile in Vizchayev underscore of Mimachik, because he stretches out, he flattens out the order of the behemo when he obtains the milk from the order of the behemo. So b'meile he is mimik the dadin of the behemo. Now when we learn Kal Godol, so I mentioned that from Rav Netam it appears that there is a miloch of mimachik even when he's not interested in the smooth surface. Whereas, according to the other Rishonim, when is there a Meloche Reis of Mimachik? Only when he's interested in his smooth surface. But Rav Netam Shite is even when he's not interested in his smooth surface. Nafkemine would be, let's say, Ligabe soap that is very soft, so the Tiferes Yisroel in his Psiche, Elche Shabbos, so he mentions a big Chiddush. That when do we say that using soap is only an Isra Rabbanon because he's mainly, he produces, he converts solid into liquid, he's mainly, that is only if it's hard soap. But when the soap is very soft, so then when you use the soap on your face and your hands, so then you flatten it out, so then it involves an Isra de Reise of Mimachit. But that should be told in the machlekes between Rav Netam and the other Rishonim as to whether Chile v'Behemo involves a Melochet Reis of Mimachik or not. So Rav Netam Shite is that Chile v'Ischayev even according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda Echatos because of Mimachik. Now the question that is raised by the Rishonim against Rav Netam, if Ischayev v'Shem Mimachik, so how can the Gemara say that kuf kuf kuf? I discussed it when we learned Kal Godol, but I just want to mention it again, briefly. How can the Gemara say in Perik Chovis that kuf mendalad omid beis at the end of the omid, the fifth line from the end of the omid? Omar Rav Yude midivre Rabbeinu Nilma chili vodomeis lisechak deiro avoloi lisechakar al mikosav amashke abolei chil eichelu. So, in other words, so the Gemara says that from Shmuel's din, Shmuel says, so you can take a cluster of grapes, and squeeze it out into a deiro, a pot that has ochel. But you cannot take a cluster of grapes and squeeze out the juice into a plate. Why? Because so when you take a cluster of grapes and you squeeze it out into, let's say, into an echel, so the juice of the grapes also has a chalishem echel. So mele, when you squeeze out the juice from the grapes themselves are echelim, and the juice that immediately falls into the food, into the solid food, is also an echel. So you are mafrid an echel from an echel. That's not ish. Masheikein, if you squeeze out the juice of grapes into a glass, in a plate, not in an echel, so then you are in effect separate. You remove the mashke from the echel. That's dish. That's it all of dish. Only difference is dishe, so you are mafrid an echel from tzeles. And here, the told of dishe, you are mafrid the mashke from the echel. Some mele that's also. But tzichet do meshko shu anovim lisichak deiro, avol lisraka. Omar afchizdem bidiv rabbeinu nilmat, chil vodomeiz lisichak deiro. So when you take when you milk a goat into a gdeiro, so the milk that comes directly into the gdeiro has a chaleishem eichel, so then you are mafrit milk from the behemo is an eichel, and the milk that falls directly into the gdeiro is also an eichel. You are mafrit an eichel from an eichel, so it's uchle difres. So that's nadish. Masheim keil is a hakaro. So then you are mafrit mashke from the behemoth that is a, so that's dish, that's awesome. Now, and that gemore, there is a machleket between the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif says that this applies only to Yomtev. To Yomtev, but not to Shabbos. Now it's Anish. And Yomtev one is allowed to squeeze out the milk of the goat directly into the gdeiro. Why? Because on Yom Tov shchita is mutar. So meile the goat in its entirety has a chalon shem eichel. Because if he wants, he can shech the goat and eat it. So meile the goat has a shem eichel. And when he squeezes out the milk of the goat into the gdeiro, so he is mafrit an eichel from an eichel. So there is no dish. Masheinkin on Shabbos, you can check it, it's also b'shrite. So mele the behime cannot be considered as an eichel. You can't eat it. How can it be considered as an eichel? So when you squeeze out the milk of the goat into the eichel, so true, the milk is a shem eichel, but the goat itself has a din of pseiles, not eichel. So mele it's osa. So mele it's osa. This is what the Rif says. The Ramban is chilek, and the Ramban says that when Rav Chisda says midiver Rabbeinu Nilmat chilek vodomeit lisichagdeira al zichakaro, he has reference even to Shabbos. And as to the remark of the Rif that on Shabbos, since you cannot check the behemah days, so b'meile it doesn't have shemeichel. So he says it has a shemeichel even though you can check it because isurehu de revialo. It's only because of the Yisra, but it is an Eichel. So Mimele, even on Shabbos it's Mutar. Anyway, whatever. Whether it's Oser, whether it's Mutar only on Yontif, or it's Mutar also on Shabbos. But we see that there is a difference between Chile Vodomeiz Lisechak Deiro and Chile Vodomeiz Lisechakaro. So if the Yisra of Chilev, if the Chiyuv of Chilev Lisechakaro would be an Iser of Dishe, then we can understand if it's an Iser of Dishe. The difference between Sechakdeiro and Sechakaro. But according to Rav Netam, it's an Iser of Memachik, so what difference does it make? The Iser consists of flattening out the order of the behemoth. So even if it doesn't Sechakdeiro, so what if it's an Eichel? But it's not Dishe. So when we learned Kal Godel, so I think that I mentioned at that time that we can very easily answer the kashi that the Rishonim raise against Rav Netam, that Rav Netam holds that this Gemara he agrees with the Rif, that this Gemara of Chayli for the Meizli Sechak Deiro has reference to Yom Tev. So now on Yom Tev there is a Halacha of Ichel Nefesh. So Mimele, and many Rishonim say that not only Miloches that normally apply to an Eichel Nefesh, let's say like Itzoye or Bishul or Rafie, but even a Miloche that normally does not apply to an Eichel, but even the specific situation it does apply to an Eichel, so then there is a heter of Eichel Nefesh. Now, as a matter of fact, all women do it. The Rashbo in Avodas HaKodesh, the Rashbo says in Avodas HaKodesh that on Yom Tov you are allowed to sew up, let's say, the neck of a chicken. And all women do it. That's the shite of the. So why? Because it's Eichel Nefesh. But Tfira is not the kind of a meloch. Tfira is not the kind of a meloch that normally is applied on an eichel. Tfira is normally applied on cloth, on textile, not on an eichel. But if someone does it on an eichel, let's say, he sews up, he puts stitches in the neck of a chicken, so then the Rashba says that the heter of Echol Nefesh applies. So Mele, according to that chite, so even Mimachik, which normally is, does not apply to Echli, but where it does apply to Echli, to Echol Nefesh, so then there is a heter. So Mele, the Rav Netam can agree with the sheet of the leaf. So Mele, this Gemara from Rav Chisde, Chilu Vodom Eizli Sechak Deiro, has referenced the Yom Tev. So Mele, as far as the Melocha of Mimachik is concerned, so then it shouldn't make any difference between Deiro and Karo. But on Yom Tev, there is no Isser of Mimachik. But there is another Isser, an Isser of the Rabbonon, of Dishe, Midrabonon, Midraise no Dishe. Why isn't Midraise no Dishe according to Ramatam? Because we pass like the Rabbonon from you in Dishe al Gidle Karke. But Midrabonon, there is an Isser of Dishe, even Shaloy Gidle Karke. So Mele Midrabonon, it should be also to milk a goat directly into the car, midrabonon, not on the score of Memachik. As far as Memachik is concerned, since he's doing it litzirich Echol Nefesh, so it's muter, even though Memachik is not a melocha that normally applies to Echli. So Tfira certainly normally doesn't apply to Echli. But when it is applied on Echli, so the Rashba says that there is the heter of Echol Nefesh. So Memele, as far as Mimachik is concerned, so it should be muter al yontef in lizich hakaro. But midrabonon al yontef it's also lizich hakaro. Why? Because midrabonon there is an iser meloche of dishei v'shaloi migdoli karake. And dishei is not muter lizich Echol Nefesh. Dishei is not muter lizich Echol Nefesh. There is a machlekes resheini as to whether this aloche of Melisha Be'elich that Yerushalmi in Beitze mentions, whether it's a din deraisa, it's a droshek mure, or it's an asmachte only midrabonon, but l'chol apoches midrabonon, dishe is not hutro litzer Echol Nefesh. One is not allowed to be dosh tvue, litzer Echol Nefesh an Yom Tev. Just as one is not allowed to be keitze or peireis, and Yom Tev, even though he does it for the purpose of using it on Yom Tev. So Dishe is not Mutal Litzerech Yom Tev. So even the Dishe Midrabonon is not Mutal Litzerech Yom Tev. So Memele Lizich HaKaro, which involves an Isa Dishe Midrabonon, is also on Yom Tev. But Lizich HaKdeiro, it's Mutal on Yom Tev. So Memele, the Tam is not difficult. Alright, Tam is not difficult. So these are the Rishenim. These are the Rishenim. And then I mentioned last time that the Yireim says that the Iser or the Meloche of Chelev is a Meloche of Teich. Then the Rashba Tavkuf Mandalet says that the Meloche of Chelev is not Dishe because in Dishe all the Karke, but it's a Meloche of Bere. According to Rashba. So we have different chittes as to on what score is Chilev Chayev. So there are some Rishenim who say that Chilev is not Chayev altogether because only according to Rabbi Yudeh he could be Chayev on the score of Dishe, but since we pass like Rabbonon from Rabbi Yudeh in Dishe on the Karake, so Chilev is only awesome Rabbonon. And then there is a chitte that Chilev is Chayev on the score of Dishe, even according to Rabbanon from Yudeh, because Behemi is considered Likarke. Then there is the Shita of Abnetam that Chilif is Chai Vechatos on the score of Mimachik. And then there is the Shita of the Yireim that Chilif is Chai Vechatos on the score of Teichein. And then there is the Shita of the Rashbo Tavkuf Mendalet. He says that Chilif is Chai on the score of Beirah. On the score of Beirah. So we have all kinds of Shitas right now. Hamichabit, now the next thesis. Hamechabed v'amerabitz. Teimim. Dal kol chachmaire l'have psikreishe sheyish yash v'agumis. Di psikreishe heiche shore likamon repshime l'chatchile homeid repshime psikreishe l'yomus. V'chim d'l'have psikreishe amay mechayver bezachatos homa v'firikomo l'mamimune gabi ציר ציר ששיעיס דידו השם ישחב מוטל רבי יודם נעתיר להב נלחס מחשבס. Now, teis v'shite in Yume, in Shabbos all over, and in Krisis, that's Teisve Shita all over. But Teisve Shita is, and according to Teisve Skirsen, Pshat, it's a Gemara Mefereshes in Yumi. That even though Rabbi Yehuda holds the Moshe Mischav Mizoseh, so in Kol Atrikuli, in Kol Isurim Shematira, Adat and Shabbos, so it's also the rise. If he knows, let's say, he will come, he's there not really come, with his hand. So, and he'll tear out to Cyrus, so he'll be Chayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But by Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda is made that the Moshe Mischav is Mutam Mizoseh. True, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is not allowed to walk on grass, lest he'll pluck out grass. So that's only Mirabonon. But Midrash it's Mutar. Why? Now in Kol HaTerekule, Rabbi Yehuda says, Domash Mischav is also Midrash. Why Bashabes it's Mutar Midrash? Because of Melachas Machshavos. So according to Teisves, Pshat and Girse, it's a Gemara Mefereshes in Yume. Now the Mishnah in Yume says that the Keanim, in order to make it less painful for the King Godlanim Kippur, who had to make so many times Rechitzas Yodayim V'Raglayim in the Kippur in cold water. So the Kehanim, Erevim Kippur, they used to warm up water, and then Matin Lisechatzeno, and then they put it in the cold water so that the King Godel shouldn't feel so cold. Kedishitofik Zinoso. This is what the Tanakame says in the Mishnah Yume, Taflamed Aleph. Then the Braise says that Rabbi Yehuda says, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ashoshiyah Shal Barzel, Hoyom Mechamim Erev Yom HaKippurim, because that device wasn't so effective. But, so, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there was a more effective way of reducing the cold of the water to a minimum. And that was by heating rods of iron, Erev Yom Kippur, Ashoshiyah Shal Barzel, Hoyom Mechamim Erev Yom HaKippurim, and then Umatilun Lisechtzeinen. So then, when they put the rod of iron into the cold water, so Kedishitofik Tzinos. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. So, in other words, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was muter to put a heated rod of iron into the cold water, thereby to make it lukewarm. Shouldn't be so freezing cold. So, the Gemara is a kasha v'alim mitzarim. Now, tziruf is makimi patish, marmeloche. When you take a metal and you heat it first on fire, then you put it in cold water, so that strengthens the metal. So that's a meloche. Gmar meloche. So how are they allowed to do it? So Omar Av Bibe Shalo Yigia Litziruf. In other words, they heated it to such an extent that it didn't reach. I mean, they heated it not so much. They didn't heat it to an extent that it would attain the level of tzil. So, Abayi Omar Afilu Teime Sheigia Litzil. But then you ask, he strengthens by putting the hot iron. He thereby strengthens the iron. She's Mitzarev. Dobo Shin Mischav Muta. His kavone is not to strengthen the iron. His kavone is to make the heretofore cold water into lukewarm water. So it's always a mischab. Umi omar abayi hochev atanye psao lo se. Umokim shi ishim baheres yokeit. Divi rabi yashe va avinom kol omali. Omar abayi le rabi yudeh dova dova shen mischab mose. So we see that rabi yudeh holds dova shen mischab mose. So the Gemara gives a teretz hane mili b'cholat yirei kule. Aval hoche tzirut rabbonin hi. That's Rashi's girse. The girse in most swarim was hane mili b'cholat yirei kule. Aval hoche tzirut rabbonin hu vein shvuz b'migdosh. So Rashi says vein shvuz b'migdosh lo yasinon. So we were just given as hane mili b'cholat yirei kule. Aval hoche tzirut rabbonin hi. So Rashi explains it. Hane mili b'cholat yirei kule. When does Rabbi Yehuda say the Dovashim is chaser in the Meloche de Reis? Mashein kim tziruf, is not makbi patish min reise. It tziruf is considered makbi patish only min rabbanon, not min reise. So since it involves only shvus and milochet rabbanon, so the beauty is made the dovashin mischav and milochet rabbanon is mutal chatchil. So according to Rashi's pshat, here in the Gemara, so Rabbi Yude only holds dovashin mischav is oser in milochet reise. But in the Meloch of Rabbonon, Rabbi Yudah is made to Rabbi Shimon, the Dovash Mischav Mizmur. So Teisves is Masik and Rashi, and Teisves mentions several Gemores that indicate that, which indicate that according to Rabbi Yudah, Dovash Mischav in his Osea, even in Meloch of Rabbonon. And because of that, so Teisves accepts the Girsay most worried. Hane mile becholat yerekule, Avloch et zirud Rabbononi, vein shvuz b'migdosh. But Teisves doesn't explain the expression Hanemil Bechalatere Kule the way Rashi does. Rashi explains Hanemil Bechalatere Kule that when does Rabbi say Domashim Mischav, he's also on Shabbos only Moloch the Rise. But according to Teisves, Hanemile, as a matter of fact, Rashi is not even Geres Hanemil Bechalatere Kule. Because Rashi is Geres Hanemil Bechalatere. Bechalatere, not Bechalatere Kule. So in other words, in the Nisa the Reis, but in Nisa the Rabbonon, not. That is, but Teisve says, Hanemil b'cholatir ekule. That means, when you say the Dovashin Mischave is Oseh mid Reise, that's in Cholatir ekule, is Surim of Cholatir ekule, not Shabbos. Avol hoche, but by Yisur Shabbos. So Dovashim Mischav Nimloche de Reise is muter because of Melechas Machsheves. But with Rabbonon Dovashim Mischav Mizoser. So Tziruf de Rabbonon, not Tziruf de Rabbonon with the Iser, Tziruf per se is in the Rabbonon. No, the Iser of Tziruf per se is in Melechas de Reise. But in this case where he's not Mischav in Litzare, so it's only awesome the Rabbonon. Because with Reise, Dovashim Mischav by Shabbos is muter. By Shabbos. Why? Because it's a loch of Melechas Machsheves. And then Teisves mentions, Avloch et Tziruf Rabbonon. So it's only Osam Rabbonon. Why? Not the Tziruf is Osam Rabbonon. Tziruf, if he's Mischavim, is Osam Reise. But in this case, where is any Mischavim? So Dovashin Mischavim is Mutam Natere by Shabbos. But with Rabbonon, Dovashin Mischavim is Osam by Shabbos. So Shmuz, Vein Shmuz B'Midosh, sins. It's only on Domashim Mischavim by Shabbos on Lassam Rabbanon, so in Shmuz B'Midosh. This is how Teisves hears, and then Teisves says that in some Svarim, we say in Firesh, Hane Mile B'Cholatere, Aval Hoche Melechas Machsheves Bino, Tziruf Rabbanon, Vein Shmuz B'Midosh. But even if we are not Geres, Aval Hoche Melechas Machsheves Bino, Tziruf Rabbanon, we just Geres, Aval Hoche Tziruf Rabbanon, we can still explain it that way. Anyway, so according to Teisves Pshat and Teisves Girse, it's a Gemara Mefureshes that this aloche of Dovashim Mischav Moser, Alibid Rabbi Yude, so it's also with Reise Alibid Rabbi Yude, that's only in Kolatere Kuli Yisurim. But by Shabbos, it's with Reise it's Mutar because it's not in Lechas Machshavos. Now, so that's Teisves Shite, and according to Teisves Girse and Teisves Pshat, it's Gemara Mefureshes. According to Rashi's Girse and Rashi's Pshat, there is no Gemara for Rashi's. But Rashi could still agree with Teisves Chiddush. But, Meir HaTeis, but there are some Rishonim. The Ramban, Daf Ayin Hei, so it's Mashma from the Ramban, Daf Ayin Hei, that he is Chilek on Teisves. And he also obviously didn't have the Girse of Teisves, so he had the Girse of Rashi. But, and he's chilek on Teisves Chiddush, and he holds the Ramban, Daf Ayin Hei, in his Chiddushim, and the Meiri, and our Gemara, Daf Tzadik Hei, and also the Sefer HaShlome, these three Rishonim, they say that according to Rabbi Yude, the Dovashim Mischav is Oser in Kol Ater, in all Yisurim Midraise, so by Shabbos too, it's Oser Midraise. In other words, they hold that it's not a chison of Melechas Machsheves. When is it a chison of Melechas Machsheves? Like who said Melechas Lebisichei Kim Leikim Bo Bishocho. So it's not Melechas Machsheves. Let's say, if I walk outside on Shabbos, and I have a handkerchief in my pocket, but I didn't know that I had a handkerchief in my pocket, and then I find out that I had a handkerchief in my pocket, or I had something else in my pocket. I had money in my pocket, and I didn't know. So then, it's certainly not in Lechaz Machsheves, it's not Sheikh, because he didn't know. Masheinkin, when one walks on grass on Shabbos, he is not certain that he's going to pluck out grass, but he knows that he might pluck out grass. So mele, the element of Yediyah is present there. So then, it is in Lechaz Machsheves. That's the sheet of Teisves, is that in order that the element of Yediyah should be present, he must be certain that he's going to do a meloche. But when he's not certain, he's in doubt as whether he will plug the grass as by walking or not, so then it's not melechas machsheves. But the Ramban and the Moloshin, the Miri, the Afzadikei, and the Ashlome, they hold that Yediyah is not like it. Anyway, so we have a machlekes Hashem, and Teis v'shite is, and that's not only Teis v'shite, is the sheet of Moses Hashem. I mean, the Ramban's Shite and the Miri's Loshen and the Ashlome are immune. But the most Rishenim, the overwhelming majority of Rishenim, they hold, they agree with Thesis, that the Yude is made, the Roshim Mischavim by Shabbos is not Osam Deraisen. Why? Because it's not Melechaz Machsheves. So that's Thesis Shite. Now, Thesis is a Kashi. Here we say, Hamechabit Vamechabitz. So Rebbe Lezer says that he's Chai V'chatos. Chachomim say it's only Osam D'Rabbono. It's only Osam D'Rabbono. Now the Gemara says according to Reb Shimon, so Merabi certainly, and according to some Rishonim, if Mechabit, so it's Orafil Chatchile. So the question is, so that means that both Reb Lezer and the Chachomim agree with Reb Yud. Because according to Reb Shimon, it's Muter L'Gamre. Though it's not in Mosam D'Rabbanon. So the both agree with Reb Yude, the Dorash Mischav Nizoseh. So the question is, why does Reb Lezer say that he's Chai V'chatos? After all, Reb Yude is made by Shabbos. The Dorash Mischav is not Osam D'Raisi. So why should it be Chai V'chatos? So what will you say? Here, Reb Lezer is Chai V'chatos because it's a psikreish. It's a psikreish. All right, if it is, if it is a psikreishe, if it is a psikreishe, so then, why do the Chachomim say that it's only Osam Rabbanon? And then even according to Reb Shimon, it should be Osam. So we want to share, that's the discussion. Tamed, alcohol, chokmaired, loyab, psikreishe, she yashu komis. The psikreishe, chesholi, kam Reb Shimon chatchile, homid Reb Shimon psikreishe, or yomus. Vichim dahab psikreishe, amaim chayv Reb Zachatos, homav filkom alamune, gabitzir of Hashoshia, is the dovash in Mishav, mutal rabbilim atere, lam lach machsheves. Vyesh leima. The behopling, the rebeleza sova, the have psikreishe, virabonon sabre, loyab. So on the surface it appears as if Thesis is saying there is a machlekes and mitzias. When a person sprinkles water, or he sweeps the floor, we are talking about an earthen floor that has sand, not this kind of floor. So whether it's a psikreishet to be mashvi gomeis, or it's not a psikreishet, it's not mistaber that they should be chilek in the mitzias. I mean, let's see the mitzias, let's observe the mitzias, let's observe the mitzias. So he says, the hopnik, the rabbis are so with the half psikreishet, the rabbonin sabin loy half. V'od omar v'oyid nisvir l'chavshim l'shor l'chatchile afal gav d'efshon l'shor l'chavshim d'ham p'tzik reishi. So even according to Reb Shimon it would be yoseh mikol mo kima sha sova ke rabonon d'lehav p'tzik reishi hil kach shor l'chatchile kivin di kaim along ke Reb Shimon. So in other words, so it's mashma that the Gemara is saying two things. First of all, in the machleikes between Rebbe Lezer and Chachomim, as to whether it is a psikreishe or it's not a psikreishe in regard to this mitzies. So we pass like the Chachomim that the mitzies is that it's not a psikreishe. And then, but the Chachomim hold like Rabbi Yudah, so even though it's not a psikreishe, it's also the Rabbonon. But since we pass like Rabbi Shimon, even with the Rabbonon it's mutar. Even the Rabbonon is mutar. But of course, that's a difference. That's a difference. Now, so we have to understand what does thesis mean. I don't remember whether I mentioned, I probably did mention, probably not this year. Maybe I mentioned this year too, I forgot, I don't know. There is a tshuve in the Shailas Tshuves, the Chassam Sefer, there is a tshuve of of Rabbi Gveiger to the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer happened to be a son-in-law of Rabbi Gveiger, but he was older than Rabbi Gveiger. So there is a tshuva of Rabbi Gveiger in the tshuva's Chassam Sefer. And Rabbi Gveiger discusses in that tshuva, he discusses how is it that no one is makpid and everybody does it. I mean, even daily Israel do it. They comb their hair, and when they comb their hair, they comb the pears too. They comb the pears. It should be osa. It should be achshashisa. Not osa, but it should be achshashisa to comb the pears osh. Why? So, why? Because after all, there is a machlekes between Rashi, Tesvis, and the Ram. Now, Ligabi pears as okay, so there is a loche of Yilu achshish beashchos. So only bitar it's osa. But with Mr. Ayim Kenta, with the shaver, with the machine, with the shaver, electric shaver, so it's not osa. It's not osa. Only with the towel it's osa. Machine can be pierce or osh, so taste with shite is that if somebody will cut off the pierce or osh with Mr. Ayim Kenta, so we also be chayv. But the Rambam shite is not like that. The Rambam shite is that this aloche of Giluach Sheish B'Ashchose applies to Pesach Oshtu. And the Shulchan Aruch in Second Chelik Yerideh mentions two days as to whether by Pesach Osh is Muter be Misparayim Kinta or not. Misparayim Kinta or not. So Mimele, the Aloch is no Zechif if Unfas Pesach Avol in Yiserik. Why Yiserik not? So Rabbi Kiveger explains it on the basis of secretion. I say Rabbi Gveiger explains it because the Gemara doesn't spell it out, it's on the basis of secretion. It's not so simple that it's on the basis of secretion. So, but Rabbi Gveiger explains it on the basis, the Gemara says, that no zechiv umfaspis, avon zirik bimasrik. Why? Because kol asirik, lehosion niminam duldolin komichavein. So the Pashtus Haloshin is that Bimtzias is Mishavim to be Mason and Mandalin. But Rabbi Gveiger says no. Not that Bimtzias is Mishavim. He's not Mishavim. Suppose he's not Mishavim. So then the Nozer should be allowed to comb his hair. The answer is no. Even if Bimtzias is not Mishavim to tear out hair. But there is a psychration. But psychration, Luich Peslei. So according to many Rishayim, it's Muta. According to Oruch, it's Mutar even the Chatchile, but many Rishenim who do not go so far as to agree with the Oruch on the Rabbonon level, but on the Reiser level, like Tesis in Suves, he agrees with the Oruch. So Mele, it should be a psychreshed Lich Mesle, because after all, he's just interested in making the hair nice, but in straightening out the hair, not in tearing out. Not in tearing out hair. He's not interested. He's loyich mesli whether he tears out hair or not. So the answer is he's not. He doesn't care whether he tears out hair that is completely attached. But there are certain hair that are miduldo. So that is not 100% attached. So he is interested in tearing out that hair because he is annoyed by this kind of hair. Nivinam dudolim. So mainly it's nichalim. This is how Rabbi Gveiger explains it. So it's a psychration nichalei, so mele it's osa. So it's osa, a nozer is not allowed to comb his hair. Why? Because it's a psychration nichalei. He'll tear out hair, so mele it should be osa to comb peyes or oshtu. According to the Rambam Shite, it should be osa, because the Rambam Shite is that peyes or osh are only osa b'giluach al dita. But according to Teisves and 2 days in Shulchan Aruch in Yodeye, so there is a lav deraisa to cut off the peyes or osh in shaloi al dita. So even if you tear it out with a comb, so you're also chayev. So how is one allowed to tear out him? So Rabbi Gveiger mentions that as a matter of fact, if one is interested in finding Ikule, so he can find Ikule. So he can find Ikule. But But so what's the kula? The kula is his vexvig. In other words, because first there is one machlekes rishonim between Teisves and the Rambam. There is one machlekes rishonim between Teisves and the Rambam as to whether Peis Rosh is muter al di misporayim kinta. So according to the Rambam, it's muter. Then the Rambam says, "Shomanu mizikneinu." The Rambam says that the shiur Peis Rosh is avoyim sairas. Pirkinvez Mazamizor Alochabov, who pay a zoo, Shemanichim Bizdoin, Loinosnu Behahom Shio, Vishomanu Mizikneinu, Shemaniach Poches Marboim Saras. So pay a Sorosh has a shio. In other words, as long as he leaves for the hair, and then he cuts off all the others over and above 40, so it's not us. This, the Ramach is Chedek. The Ramach says it doesn't make a difference how many hair he leaves, even if he leaves a few hundred hair. So in other words, if he cuts off two hairs out of the piece of Rosh, so he's chayv, according to Ramach. So Mimele, Habikriga says, we find the heter to comb piece. In other words, it's on basis of specsviki. Number one, maybe the Aloch is like the Rambam, that piece of Rosh, not like this is. The halacha of Gemurah Shinish Be'ashchose so applies to Peis Rosh too, so you're allowed to cut off all the Peis Rosh with the Misparayim Kita. And assuming that the halacha is like Teisves, maybe the halacha is like the other Rambam, that Peis Rosh is Shio, and certainly when you comb, so 40 hair will be left all the time. So Memele is not awesome. But, after all, there is an Inyan for a Bal Nefesh to be Machmir even this Vexveike. So Rabbi Kiveger was disposed to say that Enochaname, that if we are Chinshish for Svexvike, so then we're not allowed to comb Peis Rosh. And Rabbi Kiveger himself never combed this Peis. I mean, this is a fact. Because of that. So he wrote that to the Chassam Sefer. So the Chassam Sefer said that when he was a young man, so he also refrained from combing the Peis because of that. But then one time he visited his Rebbe, Chosid Shebikune, Reb Nosson Adler Meir v'Rabbi, Reb Adler, and he saw, so one time he visited, he saw that his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, was combing his Peis. So since the time when he saw that Reb Nosson Adler we comb this Peis, so he started to comb his Peis. So that means it's muta. If Reb Nosson Adler did it, so it means it's muta. So what is the heter? But he didn't want to say that Reb Nosson Adler did it on the basis of Svexvik. That he didn't want to say. So he's mechadish echidish. That even though according to Teisves, so the aloha of the Ruach Sheyesh Be'ashchose doesn't apply to Peis Rosh, it's only aloche in Peis Azoken, but Teilish is muta. Here, when you comb, so the Torah only answered a giluach when you cut it, but here, when you comb the hair, so you pull out your Teilish. Teilish does not come within the Pasreish Chem Luis Akif. It's a big chidesh. He doesn't mention any rice. And he says it only because he saw Reb Nosson Adler do it. Anyway, so I heard from my father. I probably mentioned it. So I heard from my father that there is no kasha how one is allowed to comb Peis. And we don't have to resort to his Svexvig. Now, so my father mentioned the Reb Chaim and something else. The Rambam says that a nozir is not allowed to remove his hair with a powder. But the Rambam says, suppose he did shave off his hair with the powder. So Enelik, the Rambam says in Perikim Lachas Nizira is Halach Yudalet. No, that's not Halach Yudalet, it's another Rambam. Halach Yudveis. Hevir al Reishe, Sam Shemesir es Asar, the powder. Vehesir es Asar, in a lake. Because as far as the love of Tal Yavir al Reishe is concerned, true, there is the Alfuse. Yavir al Reishe, the Rabbi Skola Misirim. It doesn't mean Daf Ketar, even though the Torah says, Tar, but it doesn't mean daf ketar, tar, but only when there is a maisi geluach with an instrument, but with the sam not. So ever al reishi sam shemeiser asasa veiser asasa in leike el bitl mitzvah sasei shenema gadil peras areishi. Now the question that is raised against the Rambam, since the Gemara says li rabbi skola misirin, so there is no aloch of tar. So he should be chayev. So if he knows he cuts off his hair with the misparayim, he's also chayev. So even if he shaves off his hair with the powder, he should also be chayev. So Reb Chaim said that he is cannot be either the love of Tal Yaver al Reishi when he knows he uses his sam, because when you use his sam, so first you put the sam on the hair, and then the sam stays, let's say, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, depending upon the strength of the powder. But no matter how strong the powder is, the hair will not remove instantaneously. It will take some time. So it will not take 20 minutes, it will take 5 minutes, if it's a very strong powder. But the removal does not take effect the moment you apply the powder on the hair. So mimele, it's gromit. It's like safe hamulove. So it's grome. So grome is not oser. Grome. Tal yavar al reishi uyamar bekol amisirim. But only when there is a maisigal we are yodayim. But here it's al digrom. Oh, so why does the Rambam say bitul mitzvah say? So that's the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that kodesh yeh gadol peras areishi implies two things. First, an Yisarasei, the Yisar, as far as the Yisarasei is concerned. So it might also have reference to a Maisik Ruach, but then there is a Chiyuvasei. And so even if somebody affects the removal of the hair through a Grome, the essay is Mivatl. Let's say, suppose someone will take a certain kind of a pill that will result in making him bald-headed. There are such pills. So if a nozer will do that, so he'll be mevatil the essay of kodesh yeh gadol peras areishi. He's mechuyev to maintain a state of gadol pera. Now if he does something whereby this state of gadol pera is not maintained, even if he does it al digrome, so he's evil detes. So if evil detes. As a matter of fact, we could even say that in regard to the Yisrasei, he is even maybe the Yisrasei, we could say that too. So, as far as the essay is concerned, so even al digrome is even the essay. So, Mele, the Rambam says, Hevir al reishi sam shem Yisrasasar, veYisrasasar, in a leikel epitom Yisrasasei, shenema gadil perasarish. This Reb Chaim says. Then there is another kashe on a Rambam in Nozir that the Chinuch raises. Now, in connection with Nozir Chifif, Umifaspes, Avon in Seirik, why? Because Seirik is a psikreishe. So the Rambam mentions that in Perikim Luchas Nizir, Saloch Yedalet, Nozir Chifif al Sari Biyodi, Vichichich Bitzirponov, Vinof al Sari Nechishish, Sharin Kabonosi Lahasia, Viefsha Shalu Yasia, that's if he doesn't be a dime. With his hands, avolu yisrik b'masrik, but he cannot use a comb. V'lo yochiv ba'adomo mipnei shemaseres es asar v'adai. So we see that the Rambam also explains it on the basis of psikreishe, the way Rabbi Kivay does. Mipnei shemaseres en rashi in Shabbos, in Perik Bamateini, also explains it on the basis of psikreishe. Mipnei shemaseres es asar vaday. V'imoso kein in eleike. So the Chinuch says, mentions the Rambam, he says, v'ni yedeya. Im hu meiser es asar vaday, madua in eleike. Madua in eleike? So it's the Chinuch kashi against the Rambam. So my father mentioned the Terence, that the reason is why the Rambam says that when in Nozia he say rik bimasrik, so it's also, but we must okay in a lake, because say rik bimasrik is the same thing as using isam. Now, so in connection with using isam, the Rambam says the love is not him. So Rav Chaim explains it on the basis of gomi, because it's a gomi. But the essay is Eber. The essay is Eber. Certainly the Chiyuv essay, and perhaps even the Isar essay. But certainly the Chiyuv essay is Mevatel. Gadol Peres HaReishi. So when a Nozir, when the Gemara says that the Nozir is not allowed to comb, so it's not on the basis of the love of Tarli Averal Reche, but it's on the basis of the essay of Kodishi Gadol Peres HaReishi. Why should there be a difference between the essay and the love? So the answer is very simple. Now, we say, as a matter of fact, you'll see, after hearing that, so you can see that this was the longest, really, of Rav Chaim Galipa. Now, there is a very long tshuvah. In the Chumash Rivosh, Rav Chaim Galipa was not a modern rabbi who just wanted to give a tale. He had a shita that it's muta to comb hair on Shabbos. He had a shita. He was one of the Rishonim, and we don't pask like him, because the Shulchan Aruch paskens and most Rishonim say even the Shiltes that it's also to comb the hair on Shabbos. But Rav Chaim Galipa paskens that it's muta to comb the hair on Shabbos. But it's a Gemara Mefuresh, it's not the Chivu from fast pace, but in Israel in Masreik. So Rav Chaim Galipa explained it. Why the Gemara says, why is it also for Inozer to be Zereik? It's Tshuve Shin Tzadik Dalet, in the Tshuve Srivosh. Shin Tzadik Dalet, a very long Tshuve, to Rav Chaim Galipa. So Rav Chaim Galipa says that why is it also to be Zereik? Nozer, why is Nozer Oser to be Seirik? Because so the Rambam explains it on the basis of secretion, not that he's mamish becham to tear out there, but he says the pshute of the Gemara is that he's mamish becham. So the chayach mamish becham by Nozer. Nozer is not allowed to cut his hair, so he has a very long hair. So mele he. So every Nozir has kavone to remove the Mimam Dodolim, because otherwise it will be messed up, is it? Masha'im Kein, one who is not a Nozir, and he doesn't have such long hair, so Mimele, he is not mischaven he's not necessarily mischaven to Mimeis and Mimam. Well, that's what it is. Alright. So the divorce said to him, first of all, just if you say that the pshat in the Gemara is los and imam dodolim, that b'mtzias is mischavim, so if he knows that b'mtzias is mischavim, so every other person also is b'mtzias. He is mischavim. And then he says, no, the pshat in avalin seirik is because but it's a psychiatrist, so it's considered mischavim. But then Reb Chaim Galipa had another time. Now, I just want to mention what my father said. So my father said, here, as far as the love of Tal Yaber Al Reishi is concerned, which implies an iser of Maise Gilwach, so we cannot apply the concept of psychiatrist. What does psychiatrist mean? Let's say, you chop off the head of a tzipper. You need a head as a toy for the child, and you're not mischaving to deaden the tzipper, to kill the tzipper. So we say psikresh yomus, impossibility. It's an impossibility. So mainly it's considered mischaving. So when you are cut off the head of the tzipeya, so you do an act which necessarily involves that single act necessarily involves deadening of the tzipeya. But when you comb, the way a person combs the hair, how does a person comb his hair? Just one single act? It's a series of acts. How does he comb? Once, second time, third time. It's not one single act. It's a series of acts. And if a person will just take the comb and comb it once, he will not straighten out his hair. He'll just up the hair if he'll comb it that way. So when a person combs his hair, so he doesn't perform one single act of combing. It's a series of acts. So how many acts are there when a person combs? Let's say 10 times. It can be 8 times too. It can be 15 times too. It all depends what kind of a job the person wants to do when he combs the hair, how particular he is about straightening out the hair. But it's not done with one single act. It's done by means of a series of acts. And so when you comb, let's say, when you comb the hair, and there are 10 acts of combing involved, so is the mitzvah that you will tear every time you make a combing, so you tear out the hair? That's an impossibility. You see that. It's negative mitzvah. But what does it mean, it's ipsikreishe? It's ipsikreishe, it means that when you comb it in the normal way, let's say 10 times, 15 times, so in one of the combings, so you will tear out the hair. It might be in the first act, it might be in the 15th act in the series, it might be in the 14th. But in one of the acts in the series, you'll tear out the hair. So Mimele, the Rambam Shita is that here we in vis-a-vis the love of Tali Averal Reishei, we cannot apply the concept of Zikreishei. If the mitzvah had been that every time you comb, so you tear out hair, so every time you make an act of combing, so you tear out hair, then you could apply the aloch of tzikreishel gavilav. But the mitzvah is not like that. And you if you go through shuve, shin tzadik dalet in the rivosh, you'll see that one of the tainis of Reb Chaim Galipo was, in other words, he argued. He knew that you could say that it's also on the basis of psikreishe. After all, the Rambam says it's on the basis of psikreishe. So he said that it's not shayach to say psikreishe. Why? Because you don't, every time you comb, you don't tear out the hair. Because Vorayi says, let's say if a person will comb all the hair, he will not become bald at it. So that's a raya that it's not every time you comb, so you tear out the hair. Many times you comb, you don't tear out the hair. Because if the mitzvah had been that every time a person combs his hair, it tears out the hair, so if a person will indulge in combing, so he should become bold at it. And we see that even those who are misalzel bisarom, that's what they write, even those who are misalzel bisarom and they do an elaborate job in combing the hair, and they comb the hair so many times, they don't become bold at it. So in other words, this is what he means. This is what he means. In other words, here we cannot apply the halacha of psikreishe. Because when can we apply the halacha of psikreishe as far as the love is concerned, the maisi gilach? The love implies an iser of maisi gilach. Now, gilach doesn't have to be daf gelditar. Kolam isirim. So even if you do it with the comb, and even if you are teilish, so you are in there. But let's say a person makes 15 combings when he combs his hair. 15 combings. And let's say in one of the combings, so he'll tear out the hair. It might be the 10th time, the 9th time, the 11th time, the 12th time. So suppose he does tear out the hair in the 14th time. So when is he even allowed of Talia Reshe? When is he even allowed of Talia Reshe? Let's say according to Rabbi Yudik, the Dovashim is Chavon is also not there. So if he knows, so according to Rabbi Yudik, the Rambam will be made that if he knows him, will comb his hair and will tear out two hairs of the Chayim Malkus. So let's say, so for which act of combing will he be Chayim Malkus? For that act of combing, then Bimtzias tore out hair. So if Klapishpai is Galia, that the 14th combing he tore out hair, he'll be Chayim Malkus for the 14th combing. But he'll not be Chayim Malkus for the 13th when he didn't tear out hair. He didn't do anything. So Mimele too, that there is a psikreche, that in the course, in one of the 15 comings, he has to tear out the hair, but there is no psikreche as to the 14th coming, there is no psikreche. Then it turned out that in the 14th coming, he tore out the hair. But there is no psikreche, and after all, the maise avere of Tali Avral Reche, he was there with the 14th coming, and in the 14th coming there was no psikreshe. There was a psikreshe as to the whole series. So Mimele, it's not shayach to say psikreshe. So why does the Gemara say that it's osea? The answer is, there is, besides the love of Talia Bal Reshe, there is an essay of Kodesh Yekadu Peras HaReshe. So that essay, Reb Chaim says, even all the Grom will be there. So, as far as Gromi is concerned, so all the 15 comings can be considered as one act of Gromi. As far as the Maisigul of your time is concerned, so only that act of coming that resulted in tearing out the hair is the Maisavere. But as far as the Gromi is concerned, so all the 15 acts, all the 15 acts of comings together, so is one act of Gromi. So Mimele, in vis-a-vis the essay of Kodesh Yegadu Peras HaReishe, so there is a psikreishe, but vis-a-vis the lav, since it's a psikreishe in his series, so there is no psikreishe. So this is what my father said. The reason is why. Now, so of course, by Shabbos, it's still osir, because midrabonon kromi is osir. The Gemara says, but all Rishonim point out that midrabonon gromi is osa. So as far as gromi is concerned, so all the 15 acts of gromi is one act, the whole series. So in regard to gromi, there is a psikreshe. So midrabonon, it's osa. It's osa to comb hair on Shabbos. Midrabonon. Mashein kei ligabi peis rosh. So there is no iser of gromi. There is no iser of gromi. There is no iser of gromi there is no iser of gromi to remove the peis rosh al di gromi. There is no such iser. As a matter of fact, and this is mentioned, that even according to Tesfis, that in regard to peis rosh, so you are chayev, even if you are makif al di misporayim keintar. But suppose somebody will cut off his peis rosh through a powder, so it's not us. Why? Because that's a grome. And even with Rabbon, there is no iser. There is no iser of grome. By Shabbos, there is an iser of Rabbonon. Even though with Raise, grome is muter, but with Rabbon it's oser. But by peis rosh, there is no iser with Rabbonon of grome, even with Rabbonon of grome. So that's the reason as to why it's muter to comb the peis rosh. Now, this is what my father said. Now we can understand Tesis. Tesis says here, V'yesh leima di bohokli di rebleza sova dhave psikreishe v'rabonon savred lo yav. Now, so it's unreasonable to assume that there is a machlekes mitzias. Mitzias is what it is. That we should take notice of the mitzias. So obviously, if rebleza says it's a psikreishe, but what kind of psikreishe is it? When you are merabi, it's all mechabit, even mechabit. What kind of psikreishe is it? When you sweep the floor, and we're not dealing with this kind of a floor. We are dealing with an earthen floor. So there is a lot of sand. So when you sweep, so then, in the course of sweeping, so the cavities that are in the earthen floor become leveled. they become filled up. So you level off the whole floor. Or when you sprinkle water here, there, so that removes the dust, the sand, to one place, and that fills up the cavities. So is that done by one single act? If a person will just take a drop of water, sprinkle, or even a lot of water, he'll sprinkle on one spot, will he affect the Ashwes Kumes? Of course not. And if someone will take a broom and just with one act, he'll just sweep one act, not in the whole series, will he affect Ashwes Kumes? Of course not. So in other words, if you sweep the floor the way it's the way a person sweeps the floor when he wants to clean the house, so it's a series of acts. It's not one act. It's like combing the hair and even more. It is even a more elaborate job than combing the hair. So it's done in a series. And every time you move the broom, or every time you sprinkle water on a certain spot, that's a separate act by itself. But when you do it many times, let's say 20 times, depending upon the size of the floor, so then you'll affect Ashwes Kumes. But suppose he is Mashvel Kumes. So when will we do the Avere? All the time that he makes sweepings and sprinklings? No, only that act of sprinkling or sweeping that results in Ashwes Kumes. But the other acts, he doesn't do any Maisa Avere. So Mele, so that's the machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. Not that there is a machlekes in Mitzias. The Mitzias is that Ashwes Kumes will ultimately result as an account of the series of acts. But each single act does not have a psychology. So Rebbe Lezer holds that each act by itself, so that since, even though each act by itself does not have a psychology, but since there is a psychology in a series, so that's a psychology, and that's why he's chayev. So then, and the Chachom say, no, Midiraise psychreishe means that it is, if there is a psychreishe in each single act. But if there is no psychreishe in each single act, there is only psychreishe in the series, that's not a psychreishe. But midrabonon, even a psychreishe in a series is considered mischal. Now, then Teisa says, ויהודי אומר ויהודי לסביר לו כי רב שימן שור לחתחילה אף על גב די אפשר ויסוב הרב שימן דה ופסיק רישה מכל מוקים השעה סוב הקרבונון דו לא יהיה ופסיק רישה היל כך שור לחתחילה כיוון די קיים לון כרב שימן but then there is a day hack. So the Gemara shouldn't say ויהודי לסביר לו כי רב שימן שור לחתחילה. So the Gemara should say two things. First of all, ein aloche kereb lezer. Ein aloche kereb lezer. Ve'yid nedisvir lekereb shimen shol ratchel. Gemara doesn't mention ein aloche kereb lezer. So it's mashma that the fact that we pask like Reb Shimon, that in itself explains why shol ratchel. That's how it's mashma. All right, you can explain it this is that way. That this is what Gemara means. But it's possible to explain it now, Reb Chaim says in answering the Kashe and the Rambam from the Gemara in Krisis, I discussed that Reb Chaim. So he says that the Rambam Shita is like Yoch, the Doroshen Mischavein, that Psikreishen Lich Beslei is Muta. Certainly, on the Raisa level, he is like Yoch. And even if on the Drabono level, he's not like Yoch, so it doesn't matter, because so that's irrelevant. So the Rambam Shite is certainly on the Raisa level, like Doch. The Psikreishen Lich Beslei Lechol HaPoches Midaraisa is not considered Mischav. But there is one Afkelmine between Reb Shimon and Reb Yudi. true Teisves and most Rishonim say that even Rabbi Yehuda who said Dovah Shemischavni is also Midraise in Shor Yisrael, but by Shabbos he's made it Zvuta Midraise because it's not Melachas Machsheves. So when is it not Melachas Machsheves if there is no Psikreisha altogether? Let's say when you walk on grass, so it's not Melachas Machsheves because the element of idea is lacking. Mashayin came where Psikreisha there is, but in Psikreisha Lirchbeslei, so the element of idea is not lacking. But according to Rabbi Shimon, there is a prerequisite of Kavone. So Psikreisha Lirchbeslei is considered Misram, Psikreisha Lirchbeslei is not considered Misram. Mashayin came, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no prerequisite of Kavone. But, and in Kolatere Kule, in Shor Yisurim, he's Chayev. But by Shabbos, he's Potter because the element of Hidea is lacking. So when is the element of Hidea lacking, if there is no Psikresh altogether, when you walk on grass, maybe he will pluck out, maybe he will not pluck out. So he himself is not certain. He himself is not convinced as to whether he'll pluck out or not. So the element of Hidea is lacking. Masha'in came where you're Mechate de Gecholi, and you turn over, and you turn over the upper Gecholi, so that it should be at the bottom. And you are mischavein only to be mechabe the upper Gecholi. You are not mischavein to flare up the fire in the lower Gecholi, in the bottom Gecholi. But it happens by itself, and you it's loyich beslei. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Kavone is lacking, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as there is a psikreisha, even though it's loyich beslei, so memela yidiyah is there. Yidiyah is there. So memela chayach to distinguish. Now we have a machlekes. Now both Chachomim and Rabbi Lezer agree with Rabbi Yehuda that Dovah Shem Mischavni Kolat Yerikul is chayach. But by Shabbos he spots Buta Midraise because of the element of yidiyah. Of the element of yidiyah. So Rabbi Lezer says, where we have a psikreisha in the series, so then it's considered melachas machsheves, it's considered mischav and midrais. And the Chachomim say, where they have a psikreisha in the series, so midrais, it's not considered mischav, it's not considered mischav. So the Gemara says, when can one argue that when can one argue like Rabbi Lezer that it's considered mischavein only if we assume like Rabbi Yehuda the Dovah Shem mischavein in Shor Yisurim Shebateiro is chayv by Shabbos he's potter because it's not melachas machsheves. What does it mean? Element of it is like element of it is lacking, so then we can argue, so we can say either way. We can say like Rabbi Lezer, and we can say like the Chachomim. So the Chachomim say, in as much, even though there is a psikreisha in the whole series, but there is no psikreisha in each single act in the series. The series consists of 15 different acts, 20 different acts. So the Chachomim say, no, midraisa it's not considered that there is the element of Yidi. It's not considered because after all, when he does, every time he does a single act in the series, he's not 100% sure. He knows that in the long run, in the course of all the acts, so he will be Mashvigomis. But in the course of each single act, in the process of sweeping the floor, in the process of sprinkling water on the floor, so he is not certain that during each single, in the course of each single act, but in the course of the whole process, he is certain it will take place. So the Chachomim say that even though in the course he knows that in the course of the whole process of sweeping, which consists of a series of acts, he will be Mashvi Gumeis, but as long as in respect to each single act in the series, there is no certainty as to each single act that it will result in Ashwaiz Gumeis, so the element of Yidi is still lacking the Kon Chachon. Whereas Rabbi Lezer says, no, Kavone is not necessary. Because Rabbi Yudah says, Dovashin Mishavim is Chayim Klatekule Shabbos, as far as Kavone is concerned, so we don't need Kavone. But by Shabbos we need Yidiyah. Here he has Yidiyah. So he doesn't know he is not certain in respect to each single act in the series that Ashvoyez Gumres will take place. But he is certain, he's beyond the shadow of a doubt, that Ashvoyez Gumres will result in the course of the whole process. So Mimele Rav Lezer holds the element of Yudia is present. So it's not necessary to discuss this question whether the element of Yediyah is present in such a case or not. Because according to Rav Shimon, so even if the element of Yediyah is present, but if Kavoni is lacking, so Mimele, it's considered in Mishavman, it's Muter, and here Kavoni is lacking. Because if, let's say, because he has to be mischave, and the Maisa Aveire will be done only in that single act of sweeping or sprinkling that results in Ashvoyez Gumres. But the other acts, they do not result in Ashvoyez Gumres. So no Meloche of Binyan will be done. No Meloche of Binyan will be done in the other acts in the series. So Mimele, in order to be mischave, So there must be a psikreishe in each single act. So that's why the Gemara says, so even the Chachomim, even Rabbi Lezer would agree that according to Rav Shimon, that Kavone is necessary, so then psikreishe in series is not a psikreishe. We could explain the taste that way. Now, this concept of psikreishe nisiris is mentioned by the Rambam Pirshan Mishnah Zvach. Now, one of the Gemores that the Oruch mentions as a raya that psikreishe nisiris is muter is the Gemore daf tzadik. Tzadik Aleph on Beis of Mizalfin Yain al Gabish, that you're allowed to sprinkle, the Keanim were allowed to sprinkle wine on the Mizbeach, even though there's a lav ish tomi to go on Mizbeach, and as a result of sprinkling the wine on the Mizbeach, the fire of the Mizbeach was extinguished, and it's a psikreishe. So still it was muta. Why? Because it's psikreishe lichbas. So all the Rishenim as the Kashi made Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, according to Rav Shimon, it's Mutter because no Hashem is Chav. So all the Rishenim as the Kashi, but it's made Rav Shimon Psikreishe, Lich Beslei. So Tesis gives the Teretz that it's not a Psikreishe, because sometimes the wine drops not on the Chacholim itself, but on the sides. So then it's not a certainty that as a result of sprinkling the wine and the Mizbeach, that the fire will be extinguished. But the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah, and this is very unusual for the Rambam in the Pirsha Mishnah to ask kashes and give the wood, but sometimes he does. So here the Rambam raises the same question. Pirsha Mishnah is what? Oh. Daftari Kalev. So he says, so it's a psikreishe. There's the kashi. The Rambam gives two terutzi. So one teretz, the second teretz is like tasteless teretz. That was that maybe the wine will drop on the side, not on the fire itself. So there is no psikreish. But then he gives another teretz. לפי שמעת מן היין מן המים ועדים אליהם מן הדבורים הנקרורים כשזר כניס אל האיש הגדלו הם מחבני סום Rakiach hoish milayit eison. V'neitzchon. V'neitzchon. V'eitchev shashi yisrei kalkara kamizbech. So there won't be any kibbutz. But the first Eretzi is no. Because not every time the fire is extinguished. Sometimes on the contrary, the fire overpowers the yayin, the mashk. What does it mean? So he says, she lish dashe nischa bebechach lifishemat min hayayin v'hamayim v'adim lehem min hadvorim hanikrim v'shezir k'nei Yisrael shagdeilo ein mecha b'nei son rakeach ho'eish milayit eison v'neitzchon. So what it means here, it's a psikreishin series. That's the first start of the Ram. Because over there too, when the Kayan sprinkles the wine on the Mizbeach, does it mean that it's not a single act of sprinkling? It's not that he pours out all the wine with a jet, with one jet. He doesn't do it that way. So he sprinkles it little by little. So it's a series of acts. It's a series of acts. So every time, so when they drop, so first one drop drops down, one drop, maybe 10 drops, maybe 20 drops, but it consists of a series of acts. So every dropping of drops, there is no secretion with every dropping of drops. Because many times, when certain drops of the wine fall on the Mizbeach, they do not extinguish. And the Eish is Nitzeach Eisom, not that this is Nitzeach Eish. But in the course of the sprinkling, in the course of the whole series, so then the fire will be extinguished. But, so when will he be with the love? He'll be with the love only with that dropping that extinguishes fire. And there is no obscuration vis-a-vis each single act of sprinkling, of dropping wine on the Mizbeach. So Memele, it's not obscuration. It's obscuration series. Now, why does the Rambam give another Teretz? Apparently, the other Teretz he gives because the Rambam had another Lashon also. In other words, that perhaps obscuration series is obscuration. So that's why the Rambam gives another Teretz. Even according to those, let's say that the Rambam himself had the sheet that the psikreishin series is not the psikreishin, but he knew that they are rishayim who hold the psikreishin series is the psikreishin. So Memele, he mentions that Teretz. He mentions that Teretz, that it's not the psikreishin. But the first Teretz is that it's the psikreishin series. Now, it's possible to explain the taste in another way too. It's possible to explain the thesis another way too. Now, the Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon, so he paskins that Merabitz is Muter, but Kibbut is Osa. But it's not Mamish Psikreishin. How does the Miri explain it? Because it's core of the Psikreishin. So according to the Rambam, we have to say that only by kibbutz it's called the psikreishin, but by ributz it's not even called the psikreishin. That's according to the Rambam. But Teisves is not mishuvah to the Rambam. So you could say now Teisves shita is that there is an equation between ributz and kibbutz, because even though Teisves does not agree with the shita of the Bahak that Roidne the kaimut of shemesh shoraf lechatchila applies even to kibbutz. So, Boteisa says, Kibbut is osa, but for a different reason. Not because of Tzikreishe, because Mez is off on Kemi, because of Tiltal Mukze. So, as far as Ashwa is Gumes is concerned, so we see that according to Teisa, there is an equation between Ributz and Kibbut. So, Mele, according to the Rambam, there is a difference between Ributz and Kibbut. There is no equation between the two. So according to the Rambam, Ributz, Kibbut is called Tzikreishe most of the time. It does affect Ashwayez Gomez, and Ributz is not even called obscuration. But according to Teisves, we could say that there is an equation. So both could be called obscuration. Both could be called obscuration. So Teisves says, the Bohoplige, the Rebeleza, so that the Habib obscuration. Because Rebeleza holds that even when it's not 100%, as long as most of the time it results in Ashwais Kumeis. Some Mele, so it is a Meloch. Rabbonin Savred Loi Have. Why? Because the Chachomim hold that the Tibun, according to Rabbi Yude, the Dover Shem Mishave. The Dover Shem Mishave in Kolaterikulay is Chayim. But in Shabbos, he's Potter because Milach is Pechma Hashemes. The element of Yudia is lacking. So the Chachomim say that even though, so Rabbi Leza says, since it's only a question of the element of Yudia, so as long as most of the time it results in Ashwais Gumes, so it's considered. There is Yidi, after all, Rov is considered a Biru, even though every Rov is not an absolute Biru, but Al-Pedin, Rov is considered a Biru, so if Rov is considered a Biru, Kolaterikule, Ligabi Kol Yisur Shabbatir, it's not considered a Sveikid Arayzi, it's considered as a Vadai, so here too, it's considered as a Vadai that it will result in Mloche, because most of the time, when you sweep the floor, so it results in Ashwais Gumes. Most of the time, when you sprinkle water on the floor, so it results in Ashwais Gumes. And Chacholim say, true Rov is a Biru. But here, the Melachas Machshemes implies that there has to be a certainty, mamish. And since it's only a probability, Rov is only a probability, so merely the element of Yidia is still lacking. So merely the Gemara says, for Yidia is really Krav Shimen, so merely Dovah Shem Ischavn is Muter apart from the element of Yidia. Because Kavone, so certainly, so even from the point of view of the Lomdes of Rebbe Lezer, so we can say that according to Rav Shimon, where does Rebbe Lezer say that it's considered Mishavein only a little bit of Yude, that there is no requirement of Kavone. So it's only Yidia. So as long as on the basis of Rov, it must result in Ashwais Gumes. So the element of Yidia is present. Masheinke, we in the Israeli Krab Shimen. So Yishora, Filachatchen. The various shittes here in connection with Mechabit Merabit. Now, we explained last time the Tesis. The Tesis says here that the Machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and Rabbonon is on the question as to whether it is Ipsik Reish or not. So Lezer says it is Ipsik Reish, and Rabbonon said, Chachomim say it's not Ipsik Reish. It's not Ipsik Reish. But it's also with the Rabbonon because the Chachomim also agree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Dovah Shem Mishavni is also Asam Meile. So without Ipsik Reish, it's also with the Rabbonon. Not with the Raise, because Rabbi Yehuda is made by Shabbos, Dovah Shem Mishavn is not also the Raiz, on account of the Aloch of Melechez Machshemes. So, and then Teisa says, so why does the Gemara say, Yehuda is really Rav Shimon Shaul Lechatchile? Afal Gav Deev Shem Yisov Rav Shimon, Mikol Mokim Asha Sova Kavon. So he explained it as follows, that it's not a Machleikis, that's unreasonable, I mean, to say there's a Machleikis Mitzias. So the Mitzias is what it is. But what is the Mitzias? So first of all, the mitzvah is that the psikreishe, if there is a psikreishe, it can only take place in a series, not by a single act. So we saw that there are two lishinis in the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah in Zvochim, Gamizal Finyayin Al Gavish. So the first lashon in Rambam Pirush HaMishnah in Zvochim is that the psikreishe in a series is not a psikreishe, and the second lashon that says that the reason as to why it was mutatul with Bimizal of Yain al-Gavishim is because it wasn't a psikreishe altogether. In other words, it might drop on a place where there is no fire, on the place of the Mizbeach. But if it had been a psikreishe, that it would always drop on the place where there is the Akecholim, so then it would be a psikreishe, even though there is no psikreishe with every dropping. So that means the second loss in the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah Zvochim assumes that a psikreishe in a series is a psikreishe. So one way of explaining the tesis is, we explain the tesis in two ways. One way of explaining the tesis is that the machleket between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim is on the question as to whether a psikreishe in a series is a psikreishe or not. So Reb Lezer says it is a psikreishe, and as a result of the whole process of sweeping and sprinkling water, so there will be Ashwais Gumes. But with each single act in the series, of sweeping and sprinkling. There is no Hashvoyez Gumis. There is no Psikreshe of Hashvoyez Gumis. So the Blazer holds Psikreshe in series is a Psikreshe, and the Chachomim holds Psikreshe in series is not a Psikreshe. Is not a Psikreshe. So why does the Gemara say Vahid that is really Kerab Shimon Shoraf Lechatchile? Because, so what has it to do with Rav Shimon? After all, by Shabbos, everybody is made the Dovashim Mishavim Natir is Butea. So the answer is because the Gemara is saying that even Rebbe Lezer, who says that Psikreshe is here, says the Psikreshe, so that's only because Rebbe Lezer agrees with Rebbe Yehuda. So there is no din of Kavone in Kolatere Kole. And by Shabbos, there is no din of Kavone either. But there is, by Shabbos, there is a din of Yediyah. So the Mela, as long as there, he is convinced, there is Yediyah, that in the long course, in the course of the whole process, so a Hashvoyez Gumis will be affected. So the element of Yediyah is present. Masha'in Kein, if Rav Lezer had agreed with Rav Shimon, that besides the din of Yediyah by Shabbos, there is a general din in Kol HaTorah Kole, including Shabbos, of Kavoneh. So Kavoneh so must be in each single act. So since there is no psikreshe in each single act, so only in the course of the whole process, of the whole series, there is a psikreshe. So even according to Rav Lezer, it wouldn't be considered psikreshe. That's one way of explaining. Another way of explaining is because we see that the Miri mentions that there is such a thing as korov psikreshe. What does it mean, korov psikreshe? It's, if it's not 100%, but most of the time, so, korov psikreshe. So now here, it's not 100%. It's not like psikreshe v'yomus, where you chop off the head of a balchai. So there, it's 100% that the balchai will be dead. Most of the time, there will be Hashvoyez Gumis. So it's called with psikreshe. Now, the Miri says that according to the Rambam, so mechabit is not even called with psikreshe, but mechabit is called with psikreshe. So it's osam de rabbonon, osam de rabbonon. But Teisves doesn't distinguish between mechabit and mechabit as far as Dovashen Mishavim is concerned, as far as psikreshe is concerned. So it's the same thing. Teisves in the Dibra Maschel Vidin the Kaimon Krapshim Shaolachatchile, so he does distinguish between Mechabit and Mechabit on the basis of the fact that Mechabit involves Tiltu Mukze, Tiltu Hazoza Sofam Keme, but as far as the Psikreshe of Hashvoyez Gumis, the Dovashim Mishavim and Hashvoyez Gumis is concerned, so according to Teisa, there is an equation between Mechabit and Mechabit. But Teisves holds that both is korov psikreshe, and Teisves does not agree with the Rambam. The Rambam passes like Rav Shimon, and he holds that korov psikreshe is also the rabbanon. But Teisves holds that on that point, whether korov psikreshe is a psikreshe or not, whether it's a psikreshe midraisi or it's not a psikreshe midraisi, is the machlokes between Rav Lezer and the Chachomim. So the Rav Lezer says that korov psikreshe is considered psikreshe. Chachomim say korov psikreshe is no psikreshe. Not even midrabbonon is it considered psikreshe. But midrabbonon it's also because Dovashin Mishavei, Chachomim also agree with Rabbi Yehuda, the Dovashin Mishavei is in Kol HaTorah Kole also midraise and Bashabes midrabbonon. So that's the machlokes. Mora says, "Veyuitne disvira lekereb Shimon." So in shorah lechatchile. In other words, that even Reb Lezer, without committing itself, whether the halacha is like Reb Lezer or the Chachomim on the question as to whether korov psikreshe is psikreshe or not, but here it's not relevant because since we pass like Reb Shimon, so even Reb Lezer can agree that korov psikreshe is not a psikreshe. When does Rav Lezer say? Why does Rav Lezer say korov psikreshe psikreshe? Because Rav Lezer agrees with Rav Yehuda. So the Dovashim Mishavim Kol HaTorah Kole is chayiv. And as far as Kavone is concerned, so by Shabbos he should also be chayiv. But by Shabbos he's poter, there is no isa deraise because of his special aloche of Melachas Machsheves. As Rav Chaim says, Melachas Machsheves implies a din of Yediyah. So the main Rav Lezer holds In view of the fact that Rov is a Mivar and Kolateri Kule, and it's considered as a Vadai, so here too, as long as most times when a person sweeps the earthen floor, so there is Ashvoyez Gumes, even though sometimes, in new times, if there is no Ashvoyez Gumes, so it's considered that there is Yediye. But Vohinder is really Krabshimen, so even Rablezer will be made in order to be considered to have Kavone, so there must be 100%, not 90%, but 100%. And here by Mechabit Merabitz, it's not 100%. It's not 100%. And it's possible that there is a double machlekes. I mean, both could be true. The mitzias is, I mean, it seems that al pisvore, that if mechabit and merabit is a psikreshe, so it's only a psikreshe in a series, and only most of the time, not 100%. I mean, it's impossible. It's unreasonable to assume that when you sweep the floor, so it's 100%. It's not 100%. It's only most of the time. So it could be that there is a double machlekes. Maybe, so we could explain the machlekes on the basis of the question whether psychration is serious, is a psychration. And we could explain it on the question, machlekes on the question, as to whether korel psychration is a psychration. And there could be a double machlekes. I mean, in other words, Reb Lezer says that it is a psychration, so he says two things, Reb Lezer. That core of the psychration is a psychration, and psychration is serious, is a psychration. And the Chachomim, they say that the core of psychration is not a psychration, and a core of psychration is not a psychration, and psychration is serious, is not a psychration. But Vahim and Israeli Reb Shimon, so even Reb Lezer would agree that neither korev v'psikreishe can be considered as a psikreishe, because it's only if we agree with Rav Yehuda, so only yediyah is necessary. So as long as we have rov, so the element of yediyah is present. Mashenkin, if it's necessary to have kavone, so then korev v'psikreishe does not involve kavone. And also that according to Rav Shimon, so psikreishe is serious, is not a psikreishe. Now, there is one question that I didn't discuss, last time, and I wanted to discuss, but it was late, and somebody mentioned it to me. Now I mentioned in connection with the Rambam paskins that if a nozir shaves off his hair with the powder, so he's not late. But he's only a via the Esse. Now Reb Chaim says that the Esse of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peras HaReishei. Gadol Peras HaReishei implies two things. First of all, a Chiyuv Aseh, he's mechuyev to maintain a state of Gadol Pera. And also Nisar Aseh. And in case of Sam, so in regard to Tal Yaval Reishei, that implies an Iser of Aisei Yiluach. So it's a Grome. How can it be included in the love of Tal Yaval Reishei? Tal Yaval Reishei forbids a Maisei Yiluach. But when the Nozir puts a powder on his hair, and then 10 minutes later, so the hair is burned out, so when it burns out, it doesn't do anything. Then he's completely passive. And when he puts the powder on the hair, then there is no removal of the hair. So it's like Seif Hamalove. So it's a Grome. So Memele, it doesn't come within the love of Talia Valreshe. But as far as the essay is concerned, so he's certainly via the essay. And in this, in the case of a powder, so it involves not only Bittel Chiyuves, but it also involves the Isarase. Because after all, a Grome it is. It's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where a person puts another person in a house where it's safe hamalove, and then at the end he chokes out of the excessive heat. So he's not chayiv mitzvah bez, but grome is chayiv mitzvah shamayim. It is a grome. So here too, when you put the powder on the hair, and then ultimately 10 minutes later or 15 minutes later it burns out the hair, So it's like Sif Hamilove. So it's a Grome. So Mele, even Grome comes within the Isarese of Kodesh Yigadu Peras Areishi. Not only does it come within the Bitlase, but even with the Isarese. That's in regard to some. How about a Nozir who is Seirik? A Nozir who is Seirik, Hisa. A Nozir who is Seirik, Hisa. So then we could say two things. We could say that just as in case of Sam, so it involves an Isarasei, not only the Bittl, Chiyuvasei, but an Isarasei as well. So in case of Seirik, it also involves not only Bittlasei, of Kodesh Yigadu Peras Areishei, but an Isarasei. It certainly involves a Bittlasei, because after all, he is Mechuyev Bikum Vasei, to maintain a state of Gadol Perah. Now, if he combs his hair, and as a result of the whole process of combing, of combing in his series, so the hair will be removed, so Mele is Mevate, the mitzvah Sasei, of Kodesh Yie Gadol Peras Areishi. But maybe in this Rasei, it does not involve. And it is, and combing the hair is to be distinguished from putting his sum on the hair. Because when you put his sum on the hair, so the effect does not take place immediately. The effect takes place, the result takes place 10 minutes later. But there is a single act. You put the sum on the hair. In other words, even though the putting of the sum on the hair itself might consist of a series. So that means it consists of a series, because with one act he puts some, let's say, on these hairs, and with another act in the series he puts some on these hairs, and another act in the series he puts some on these hairs. But in respect to the hairs, every hair, so there is one single act that affects ultimately the removal of the hair, that burns out ultimately the hair. So there is a single act, some male, but it's a Chamalove, so it's not Biyodayim. There is no Gilua Biyodayim. But a Grome it is. A Grome it is. Mashein Kein, where a Nozir combs his hair, so then, not with every act of combing. So does he tear out the hair? So even from the point of view of Grome, there is no single act. That's one way. And we could say that from the point of view of Grome, so all the combings, since he knows that as a result of making, let's say, 20 combings with a comb, so the hair, some hair will be removed, so Mele, all the whole series, all the there is a tzivuv of all the acts in the series into one long act. We could say either way. Now, so of course, if we say that from the point of view of Grome, so it's one long act, either way is reasonable. I mean, you can say either way.